If people are dieting now more than ever before, then why are nearly 1 in 3 American adults overweight? Dr. Gundry, who's helped thousands lose weight and feel younger and healthier than ever, says most people are not getting enough fat-burning MCTs from their food. MCTs are a special kind of compound that, instead of turning into fat when you consume it, turns into ketones, which is a chemical that breaks down the excess fat in your body. So, by getting more MCTs in your diet, you essentially flip a switch that puts your body in caloric bypass mode, which can flush out excess fat and calories. And he's created an easy way for you to activate caloric bypass right at home. It's called MCT Wellness. This powerful blend of fat-flushing MCT powders and antioxidant-rich polyphenols is designed to help you unlock your body's fat-burning, energy-producing potential. What's even better is that it's a delicious drink. I love how incredible it tastes. All you do is add a scoop to water, enjoy, and watch as you start feeling slimmer and more energized. So, if you want to experience a quick, easy, and effective way to melt pounds fast, go to GundryMD.com/energy and order right now to get up to 53% off your regular price order with a 90-day money-back guarantee. Again, that's GundryMD.com/energy.
Hello, guys. Oh, wait. Oh, shit. Hello, guys. Welcome back to today's podcast. Wow. How many weeks has it been? It doesn't matter. Who cares? How many times have I started off a podcast like this? It literally doesn't matter. Because guess what? All of you survived. All of you probably didn't notice. You guys listen to other podcasts, watch other videos, did other things, and are now thinking, Nicole Raffi, I've literally never heard of this woman. Who is she? Hi, guys. I'm very excited to be back. I took a little hiatus, as you can probably tell by the title of this podcast episode. I thought it was clever. My boyfriend came up with it. My boyfriend comes up with, honestly, a lot of my, like, the titles of things, or sometimes, like, I had this one joke on TikTok where it's me singing, I'm getting ripped tonight, in the tune of, This Charming Man by the Smiths, and he came up with it, and then I was like, you're not going to use this for a TikTok or anything, can I do a TikTok with it? He's like, go ahead, and then I did one, and I gave him full credit, because he's not going to make a TikTok out of it, and I literally posted in the caption, I was like, my boyfriend created this. Anyway, someone else also thought of, if in case you didn't know, the way that This Charming Man sounds goes, I'm going out tonight, but I haven't, whatever. So I did it in the, I'm getting ripped tonight, RIP to that pussy. Anyway, someone else did it as well on TikTok, because we all share the same brain cell. Like, that is not an original joke. Well, it is an original joke, but like, it's bound to happen again. And people were like roasting this person, being like, you copied this. Listen. All I'm saying is that a lot of us share the same brain cell. It's very possible to think of the same idea and have the same little ditty going on in your head. Additionally, it wasn't even my brain cell. My boyfriend thought of it. So maybe my boyfriend and this person on TikTok have a lot more in common than my boyfriend and I do. Anyway, this is such an extensive ramble. My computer literally sounds like it's going to explode because it's literally, I don't know if it's, oh my God. And now my little pop filter has fallen. I'm a mess. I don't know how to do this anymore. I think I have a great computer and it can't handle me doing basic tasks, like me recording a whole last podcast and having 70 tabs open. How fucking rude. Today, I sound like a total, I don't know what the word would be, but like I kind of dumbed myself down a little bit today because I just didn't want to, you know, sound way too educated for, you know, to a man. Sometimes you gotta dumb it down, you know. This pop filter is getting me pissed off. I was dumbing myself down because I didn't want to start a lot of conversation today, okay? Today I was at the eye doctor. This is a story for a video. You'll just have to watch this Thursday's video in order to understand why the heck I was at the eye doctor. And I'm always going to a random doctor. I'm just going to hold my pop filter. It literally doesn't matter. No one cares either. The pop filter is there so that when I talk, I don't make, like, popping noises with my mouth. And I also have very sharp S's, so it sounds like I whistle all the time when I say my S's. And, yeah. I once got a comment. No, I've gotten several comments on my YouTube channel, and they're like, Nikki, your mic is really bad. Like, your S's sound so bad. I'm like, that's just the way I talk. Like, that's literally just my S's. Anyway, wow, I can't believe how many tangents I've gone on. And this podcast is, like, 3 minutes and 30 seconds long. I was at the eye doctor today, and I dumbed myself down a bit. And he was asking me, the guy who was helping me do my glasses, it was like, kind of awkward because him and I were, like, the same age, and, like, it's always uncomfortable when, like, you are talking to someone your own age, especially in, like, a professional public setting, because we're all just, like, cosplaying as adults, you know what I mean? Like, we're not actually, like, adults. Like, yeah, maybe him and I are both 21, but not really. And, like, just the fact that he's, like, trying to get me set up with, you know, oh, your prescription is this, oh, your total today is gonna be X amount of dollars, blah, like, it's all fake. You know what I mean? Like, we would never speak to each other like this out in a public setting. This is just happening because you have to wear a name tag and I'm paying you hundreds of dollars. Like, this is not real. You know what I mean? Like, this just all feels, the tension is off the charts. It was uncomfortable. It was weird. Not, like, really, like, but he was like, I'm a computer science major. I was like, oh, that's cool. He was asking me about what my major was in college and stuff, and we were talking about, like, what programs we use and all, and I just, like, dumb myself down and pretend like I didn't know anything about anything. And he's like, oh, I imagine that you're, like, looking for jobs now, huh? And I was like, well, I'm actually self-employed. And then he started talking to me about, like, computer. I just pretended to be dumb, like I didn't know anything because I was uncomfortable. This is so stupid. Why am I like this? I'm entering back into the real world, and now I don't know how to talk to people. I dumb myself down when I really shouldn't. I should appear as a smart woman, when in reality, I'm just like, I don't know what you're talking about. Computer science? Computers? I've never worked on one. Hi, guys. I've missed you all so much, clearly, because I just was easily able to talk for 5 minutes straight. Every single time I'm about to record a podcast, I'm like, this is going to be difficult for me. I don't know how I'm going to be able to just spew out all these words. And then I somehow do. And then when I'm done, I don't know. My brain just, like, shuts off. It's crazy. I know. I took a break. What's that one Nicki Minaj line? I took some time off. I took some time off to rest. But now it's game time, bitches. Except game time is just, you know, me working hard, going back into my regular schedule. I decided to take a break from the internet in general. Like, I really, 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 like, took time off in terms of, like, I was not on it nearly as much. My screen time literally went down. I was being very, very good about things. I spent a lot of time with my boyfriend because I did not get to see him in 9 months. We were able to see each other over winter break, but we were literally masked up and only going on walks outside because my mom was in, like, the peak of her chemo treatment. And anyway, it's a long story, but we basically have not been able to, like, actually hang out with each other for 9 months. And it was really, really tough. So I spent a lot of time with him, reunited, and feels so good. So now you guys can all stop asking if I'm still together with my boyfriend because I don't post about him. I remember telling a male friend of mine, who's no longer a friend of mine, but he was like, oh, are you going to see your boyfriend? This was, like, peak COVID. And I was like, no, I, like, can't right now. Like, my mom's, you know, she's going through chemo treatment. Like, I really can't risk it. He's like, oh, you're not even going to try? I was like, it's not worth it. He's like, oh, it's not worth it seeing your boyfriend. I'm like, geez, stop trying to fucking catch me in something. I'm sorry, I'm not trying to kill my little sweet mother, stupid. So anyway, we're reunited safely, we're all vaccinated girl summer, it's a great time. Anyway, I decided I needed a lot of time off because I realized that I have not had an actual, like, break or vacation in 2 years. The last time that I went on vacation was 2 years ago, literally, like, mid-May when I went to Poland and England with my family. And I have not taken off any time from school or work since then because I have taken summer classes, I've worked multiple jobs, I've been in school, and I was like, wait, I'm literally like not taking a break at all. I took like a week off from making YouTube videos like during Christmas break. I felt so guilty. I was still doing stuff during it. And I feel like I talk about this very often about like taking breaks and everything. And I feel like I explain myself a lot, but I'm not like explaining myself. I'm more so coming from a place where I actually genuinely have rested, where I like never did before. Every single time I would ever say that I took a break or I'm resting or I'm taking time off, I would literally be doing stuff all the time. And Hiram, you know, Skincare by Hiram, posted something very important today on his Instagram story, which I really resonated with, which I've heard this quote before, but it's like, oh God, I don't even remember now. It's something along the lines of not taking the time off for your wellness will result in you being forced to take time off for your illness, which is 100% true. I've seen it happen. It low-key is happening to me. And I've talked about this many times in my podcast, but I never actually like listened to my own advice and would actually, you know, take that time off to rest. So I decided to do it literally guilt-free, took the time off, went hiking, ate whatever I wanted, drank whatever I wanted. By drank whatever I wanted, I mean a lot of bubble tea, vegan bubble tea. I love it. I mean, I've had it before, but it's very rare that I'm able to find milk tea. So the fact that I was able to have vegan milk tea constantly, scrumptious. Was able to just literally do whatever I wanted, had no headaches all week, felt amazing all week, just felt calm, literally amazing. Deleted social media at one point, like a few of the apps and stuff. And then once I was like, okay, my break is over, I was like, oh shit, I kind of want this to last longer. I'm not quite ready to come back yet. So I was like, okay, I'll give myself a few more days. Ended up having a massively wild headache. And that's why I didn't upload a video. So I just wanted to say thank you to everyone who has been so kind to me about me doing a lot of sponsored posts in a row recently, or a lot of sponsored things in general recently. I appreciate that so, so, so much. You guys have no idea how much stress I have over being like, oh my God, I don't want to bombard people with excess amount of sponsored projects or posts or whatever. But since I have signed contracts and it's like obligatory for me to post them when I promise that I will post them, I didn't really have a choice. And in my head, I was like, oh, this will work out because I'll have a video in between all of these videos so that they're not all back to back. But then, you know, things came up and it didn't work out the way that I wanted them to. And you guys have been so nice about it and messaging me and being so supportive. And that does not go unnoticed. That seriously means the absolute world to me that you guys are supportive of what I do and being understanding of that, because I know it can be very, very annoying to, you know, me promoting something. But I also just want to emphasize that if I ever, ever, ever promote anything on any of my social medias, it's because I actually use it, I actually love it, and I actually support people buying that product. I will never, ever, 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 ever promote something that I don't like or I don't use or I would not want others to buy or I wouldn't be proud of it, because too many people do that, and I hated seeing that growing up, and it's very obvious when people do. So I just want to say thank you for allowing me to do that, because that's been so beneficial and helpful and like eased a lot of my stress, because a lot of my stress came from that, like me, you know, trying to squeeze in these videos while I was about to like go take like a mini vacation for myself. And then I realized, like, Nicole, like, it's, people are so kind and way more understanding than you realize. So I just want to say thank you. Anyway, a lot of my friends have graduated in the past like couple weeks, and I graduated technically in January, but you know, I finished classes in December and finals and all of that. But I realized that I never really got that rest after graduation that a lot of my friends are having. because a lot of them are going into traditional jobs and, you know, got hired by a business and are going into a 9-to-5 or doing whatever they're doing. And I crave that almost for like a second. I like honestly was like, oh, wouldn't it be so much easier if I just got like an office job and I was able to have a strict schedule and I would have paid time off. And once my day is done, my day is done. But actually a lot of jobs don't even work like that. So it doesn't even matter. But I craved having that time off after graduating and just allowing myself to be. Like, I have a friend who graduated from college and she doesn't start her job until August. So she now has practically like 3 months to just, like she said, she was like, I'm just going to babysit and go to the beach a lot and just hang out until I have to start my full-time job. And I was like, God, that sounds like the dream, because you are just able to exist and you don't owe anything to literally anyone because you're not in school and you're not at work. Like, you know, you're babysitting for your family. Like, it's just, it was all so ideal. And it made me miss having a break for myself or having some sort of like structure that I didn't create for myself. And I really, really, really wanted that for just a second, to be able to kind of like mourn my own graduation since I didn't have a proper one. I believe Temple, what they did, I think I could have honestly walked at graduation. I honestly just don't check my school email anymore. Maybe I should, maybe I shouldn't. I don't know. But my friends were able to walk across the stage, but their parents couldn't be there. Like, their friends, family couldn't be there. So it was just them walking across the stage. I don't really want that. Like, if it's just going to be me, then I really don't care. I don't want to pay the $90 for a cap and gown. I just don't want to. I'll take my grad photos at some other time. I'll borrow my friend's cap and gown. Honestly, like, I already planned this all out. I think I just really, really craved being able to kind of celebrate that I did finish college, because it didn't really feel like it when I did it, because I graduated and my mom finished chemo, and then it was Christmas, and then it was New Year's, and then it was my graduation ceremony, and I was already making back to like my normal schedule of like making YouTube videos. So it wasn't ever just like this like actual celebration. And so it was just really, really nice that I could take time off and do whatever I needed to do, see my friends. I got to see Jake. I'll talk about Jake soon. Take off, because people thought Jake and I died. We did. But we're alive again. And I could see Jake, and I've been able to go to the doctor's appointments that I need to go to, and I just feel refreshed and honestly just better. I think it's so important to just literally have time off when you feel like you need it. And I've been seeing a lot of people online. Like, some of my favorite YouTubers are like taking social media breaks right now. And it's so true. Like, my friend Hannah, we were literally texting the other day. She's like, yeah, like, social media is awesome. And like, talking to, you know, your audience is amazing and being able to interact with them. But a lot of being on the internet is literally just people telling you to kill yourself. And that's very true. I feel like I handle it well at this point. I really don't feel like I get affected by people telling me to actually kill myself. But that's really, really what it is. And I every single time that I want to do a whole video on this, but whenever I would go on social media during my little like social media hiatus where I barely posted in the week, whenever I would like check a DM, which would be like, I don't know, once a day, it would be someone telling me something awful. And then it would just like hit me 10 times harder because I wasn't used to seeing like a mean message. So picture this. I'm hanging out. I'm enjoying time in nature. I'm spending time with friends. I'm literally like kind of low key off the grid. And I am very peaceful in the morning. I'm getting breakfast in bed. I am truly in a state of actual serenity, and I decided to check my Instagram DMs first thing in the morning, and it's someone telling me I'm a piece of shit. Well, yeah, it's gonna hit 10 times harder because it's like, okay, well, I'm literally in bed right now eating vegan egg and hash browns, and someone's just in my face telling me I'm a piece of shit. It feels like a big slap in the face, whereas normally I was just used to that. Like, I would
get a lot of DMs because I was posting often and I was used to that. I was reading that all the time, so it didn't really matter. So like every single time I would read one, it hit just so much harder. So I had to stop reading my YouTube comments. I had to stop reading my Instagram DMs for a little while because I was like, this isn't good for me. Like, I just can't do this. And it would ruin my time when I would be out in public because I would be bored and I would like go on my phone and I would look at my DMs and I would see someone telling me to kill myself. And I'm like, okay, yeah. But also it felt really great because I could just, I was already outside so I could go and touch grass and realize this is not real life. And if there's anything I've learned in this time is that people are so stuck on like on their phones that they just lose grasp of reality. And I know that this, like, what I'm saying might not have a lot of like weight to it or gravity, because I'm sure that if I heard this while I was like really, really addicted to my phone, then it also wouldn't have a lot of weight. But now that I've spent a lot less time on it, and I've been spending a lot less time on it, everything is so genuinely that is on there holds like little to no value. And what I mean by that is like nothing that I'm saying really is profound, and I completely get that, but I think I just needed to step away to really just actually process this. But I realized that nothing that I'm doing is so profound and so important, because it could all get wiped away with a few clicks and deletes, everything. Like, my career could get wiped off the internet. I could right now go and tell someone in their DMs to go kill themselves. Like, it's that easy. It's so awful and it's so easy. And it feels a lot heavier when you're, like, that's all that you're surrounded with. But also, you know, in those moments when I would feel it really hard, like, I would see a message first thing in the morning, and even though it had a lot of weight to it, at the same time I was like, this literally means nothing. Like, I'm literally having a great time right now. I'm happy in my actual real life right now. Not talking about like my life online. I'm happy in real life. I'm doing cool stuff, and someone is so sad that they had to send this to me. And I guess what I'm just trying to say with all this is that you get so brainwashed and so just like unlike yourself when you're spending all your time online. And if you're like me, who spends a lot of their time online, it has a huge effect on you, greater than you may ever realize. So I've seen a lot of YouTubers right now taking a social media break, it feels like. And honestly, good for them. I'm happy for them. I miss them. YouTube feels a little bit weird right now. I had a whole video called, like, why I think YouTube is dead. It's happening. It's happening, guys. No, I'm still going to be on YouTube and everything. However, you know, people's views are down. Like, people are going out and enjoying their lives now that they're vaccinated. People are on TikTok. Things are changing. People's interests are not the same as before. People have surpassed the need for influencers and content houses and these groups that we once wanted so badly before. And like, I was thinking about this the other week, and like, you know, no shade to them, but think about like the Dope Girls. You know, like, I was a little bit too old to be like fully encapsulated into the Dope Girls, like, while they were happening. I was a little bit behind, but I know who they are, and like, I would watch the videos like months after they occurred, or you know, whatever. And it's just so crazy because I can't imagine Dope Girls existing today in like 2021. Like, people don't want that. People don't want groups of friends just making content and showing off like their extravagant lives. Like, yes, we do have like the hype houses and the houses and everything. But think about who actually likes them. It's a lot of younger kids and stuff. But it's just really interesting to see that people my age have like no desire for that kind of stuff anymore. And everything's shifting. Everything is just changing. And even you can look at the lives of the Dope Girls, like all of them individually, and how much their lives have changed. I'm so into like Smokey Glow, she makes amazing videos about, like, the evolution of videos. Like, she'll talk about the evolution of the relatable YouTubers of, like, 2013 and all this kind of stuff. I highly recommend checking out her channel. She does amazing videos. But I'm really into, like, video essays and people talking and dissecting about these kinds of things and, you know, the psychology of YouTube. Oh, my God. But it's just really cool to me about how much things have really changed and, like, what the narrative has, like, really shifted into. And so, as of right now, I'm making content that I like, that I'm happy with, that I have fun making. And I feel like I'm in a lot better headspace after taking some time off. I feel like I'm ready to just take on all this fun stuff that I want to do. Big things coming, guys. And I feel... Oh, my God. Oh, my God. Where did it go? I'm sorry. My voice has just left. I feel a lot better about... Oh, my God. What is going on? My apologies. I'm just very excited for where my life is going. I'm very excited for it. I feel very good about it because I was very, very hard on myself and negative before. But then again, I could have also just been my hormones. I did a photo shoot recently right before. I took my little hiatus with someone who was supposed to be my roommate in college. Did not end up being my roommate, but she does amazing photography, and she actually did the cover art for this podcast, as well as my previous inhaler photos. Like, she does a lot of, like, my graphic design work and stuff, and so that was really awesome. So I'm slowly starting to post photos of that. I have, like, a whole new profile picture where it's, like, me holding my very first camera that I made YouTube videos on. That's very exciting to me. I've been, like, waiting and itching to post those photos. And I also got, that's the cool thing about being vaccinated, guys. I'm seeing people again. I literally had not seen anyone during the pandemic, especially, like, during the real, like, harsh months of it and everything, and it feels really, really nice to get back into it, and that was, like, the first, like, real person that I saw, and it was almost, like, jarring to me, and I'm still, like, kind of trying to ease back into my whole, like, emotional, what would you call it? My emotional, how much I have to give, essentially, in a day. Like, my stamina and how much I can give myself to people in a day is slowly running shorter and shorter. But what I've really been liking doing, I'll talk about my current obsessions, which I will come up, but one of them right now is hiking. And I'm having the time of my life hiking. Speaking of hiking, oh my God. I went hiking with my best friend and my boyfriend the other day. And we came across 9 toads, which was so cute and so exciting. And 3 fucking snakes. One of them literally being, like, I shit you not, 10 feet long. Shit, maybe even 15. Extremely long, and I can't stop thinking about it. And I have never, like, seen a snake in the wild prior to this. I've held, like, a corn snake in my hand that has been, like, my friends or, like, whatever, but a 10-foot fucking snake in the Poconos, I didn't like that. Also, turns out one of the snakes that we saw was venomous, and I'm just thinking about this a lot. I've been an adventurous woman. I feel like that's enough. I've been on a hike. I've seen 3 snakes. I don't feel like I need to go on hikes ever again, during, you know, the next few months. Thank you very much. But I also got to spend time with Jake recently. If you don't know, if you're new to the podcast or whatever it may be, I basically do 2 podcasts, but they're all underneath Talk Nasty Me podcast. So what... how do I put this? Talk Nasty to Me is, like, the mother name, okay? And I saw your tweet, Are You Okay? Is, like, a child that was birthed by my friend Jake and I. And so it's still under Talk Nasty Podcast. However, we both run. I saw your tweet. Are you okay? So this is kind of where we talk about some changes that are happening. So in order for us to be the healthiest that we can be, and in terms of what is the best for our mental health, also our physical health, and getting enough rest, and what not only I have realized during this time that I took a break, but Jake, because he also took a break from work, he took time off, he did his own little thing, probably worked on his little Jeep, and probably couldn't stop, you know, talking about how he has a Jeep. Yes, I am going to make fun of him a lot more for it now. We both realized that just some things needed to be adjusted in order to work for us a little bit better. To be honest, initially it was my idea, because a bitch could not keep up. But thankfully, Jake is super understanding and also agreed. So things for this podcast are changing a little bit. This entire podcast is just kind of like a catch-up, because I'm not going to record a whole one-hour video me talking on my YouTube channel. So this is it. But essentially, Jake and I decided that for us to be the best versions of ourselves and put out podcast episodes that we are proud of every single week, where we are happy and we're thriving and excited to film and have the energy to edit and do not have to stay up until like 4 a.m. editing and then go to work the next day very early in the morning, Jake, we needed to change up the schedule of the podcast. So what we used to do is a podcast episode on Monday, which was Talk Nasty, and then Tuesday, I saw your tweet. Instead, we are going to do 1 week is going to be Talk Nasty to me, and then the next week is going to be I saw your tweet, are you okay? So we're going to be, is that bi-weekly? I think that's bi-weekly. We're going to be doing bi-weekly podcasts instead. I think this makes so much more sense, because it's a little bit tough sometimes even for us to come up with things to talk about, whether it's even for my own podcast or for ours together, and we want to put out 100% of our effort and love and passion into it. And to be completely honest, especially right now with everything that's going on with the pandemic and us really not experiencing a lot of things in our lives, it's hard to have new experiences and things to talk about every single week. It's really difficult. And I know a lot of people are like, oh, we could hear you listen and talk about anything. And that is the greatest compliment ever. Thank you so much. I've contemplated putting a video on my YouTube channel of me just vacuuming my floor, because I think that would be hilarious. I also don't want to put out shit quality and then eventually resent the podcast because I feel like I am not putting in 100% of my effort, and I feel like it's not something that I'm 100% passionate about anymore. That's the last thing I want to do. And so in order to preserve its life and to nurture it like the baby that it is, I think that we should put more effort into the quality of it versus the quantity. And it was amazing for the first few months that we were able to do that, where it was so many episodes at once. And I love that we have all of those to look back on. I think it's really important for us to now take the time to live our lives a little bit more now that, you know, we're getting into a safer situation, and to enjoy ourselves a bit more and to have some experiences so that we can even talk about them on the podcast, as well as focus on personal projects, because, you know, Jake also has personal passions that he has that he wants to pursue. Jake is an actor. He also has a Twitch, and he has a Jeep. And that's his new personality trait. No, but he has a lot of exciting things going on in his life, and he deserves to enjoy those things in his life without, you know, having to worry about, you know, editing the podcast, because he has to listen to me talk twice in person and then through editing. And that's a lot. And I feel for him. So that's going to the schedule change for the potty. I hope that you understand. And so the way that it's going to work is that Mondays, the audio version is going to come out, and Tuesdays, the video versions are going to come out. And I want you guys to know that the reason that we did this is solely because Jake wants it to spell out something special. When I say see you next Monday, or when I say see you Monday and see you next Tuesday, you can spell it out yourself. You can determine what see you Monday spells out and what see you next Tuesday spells out, that's up to you to you know, spell out in your head. I'm not going to do it for you, but that is solely the only reason why are we are doing that schedule. So, hope you guys enjoy that. And I also want to switch and change up some things for my YouTube channel as well. And, you know, scheduling is going to stay the same. But I'm really excited to start vlogging more. And I don't want to be like, oh, new vlog every single week, because maybe I won't have a new vlog every single week. But it's something that I liked doing before, but I felt like I couldn't during the pandemic because it would honestly be depressing. There was truly nothing exciting happening in my life, and a lot of it was hard for me and stuff. And so for me to like look back while I'm editing on stuff that was making me sad or stuff that was making me feel very isolated, it wouldn't have made me feel better. It was way more fun for me to do like concept inspired videos and, you know, actual things. So I'm very excited to start vlogging soon, and I'm hoping to move out soon, and I'm just very excited in the direction that I'm taking, not only like, you know, my online presence, but my channel as well. So very, very, very exciting. And I'm just genuinely happy. I'm very, very much so in a good place in my life right now. Other than the fact that I have dry eyes. I have chronic dry eyes now. Isn't that a bitch? Like, I used to constantly yawn, and every single time I would yawn, it was like the funniest thing I would do in elementary school. I thought I was so fucking funny. Like, I would yawn and then everyone would look at me and I would have like tears rolling down my face. And I'd be like, oh, I'm just crying, guys. It's okay. Like, I'd be like, oh my God, are you okay? And I'd be like, ha, psych, just kidding. My eyes are just watering from me yawning. And I thought that was funny. I thought that was like comedic gold. But no, and now I have dry little eyes. Now I had to get special little lubricating eye drops. Isn't that so sad? But anyway, I wanted to talk about my current little obsessions that I have been filling my life with up more lately. Number one, like I said, is hiking. I want to go on even more hikes than I already do. I want to get myself a nice pair of hiking boots as well. If anyone has any nice vegan hiking boot recommendations, I'd love to hear. I would get secondhand leather if I can find like nice quality secondhand leather hiking boots. So I may do some searching on the Depop, but you know that place is expensive. So I'm just going to be looking around because my little sneakers are not cutting it. I need to stop hiking in sneakers. But I have been loving going hiking. I honestly don't mind driving an hour and a half to go on a good hike. And I'm excited to go with more friends because it's just like one thing that you can always do. And I always feel so good after doing it. Like, there's nothing better than entering a trail. Like, when you first start, oh my God, I sound so stupid. But I want to be a city girl, okay? I want to be a nice, cool little city girl who enjoys her time and her life in the city. But God, the granola girl in me is screaming. Like, they exist, right? Granola city girls. Because that's me. And I know some of you guys are going to be like, move to Oregon, Nicole, because that's where you belong. Yeah, I get it. That's very far from here, though. I don't know if I can do that. I'm also very... I don't know if I should be proud of this, disappointed, whatever. I'm very much so obsessed with America's Next Top Model. If you guys know me well enough, you guys know I don't watch TV. I don't watch any shows. I don't watch any movies, okay? I watch America's Next Top Model a lot now. I had to use Jake's Hulu account because I refuse to open my Hulu account because I had a Hulu account and I didn't realize that I was paying so much money because I was paying for like the premium because I want to watch Euphoria. Stupid. And I forgot about my little, you know, my free trial. So I'm using Jake's currently. I finished season 20 on Netflix. I don't want to talk about shows too much because I know if you didn't see a season, then you don't understand. Yeah, it's boring. You know what I mean? I hate when I would listen to other podcasts and they talk about shows. I'm like, ugh, I don't know what you're talking about. If you don't know, America's Next Top Model is essentially where Tyra Banks has a whole reality show where she invites all these models on and they do different competitions and challenges. And she essentially determines who is the winner and who is America's Next Top Model. It's probably rigged. It's probably fake as well. Lots of drama. And it is very extremely problematic. Watching it now in 2021, I cringe a lot. Especially the older the seasons go. Ugh, oh my God. However, that was my favorite show as a child. Which is probably really bad and unhealthy for me. I think I turned out like, okay, I shouldn't say that. Let me just shut up. I would watch it because my mom's family friends' daughters were like teenagers when I was like 6 years old. And so they would show me like, you know, oh my God, what was it called? The Simple Life with Paris Hilton and Nicole Richie. So from a young child, I was being like, that's hot. And then I would also watch America's Next Top Model, MTV music video. Like I was doing a lot. And I didn't have brothers or sisters. So, like, I relied heavily, like, whatever these girls were telling me was in, that was in. And Tyra Banks, America's Next Top Model, was in. So it has a special place in my heart. I decided to watch season 20. It's problematic. It's wrong. It's the first season where they had men and women on there. It's everything and more, and I feel attached to the whole cast from that season. Jake told me to watch season 22. Watching it on Netflix right now. It's too much. It's already too influencer-y for me. It doesn't feel the same. It doesn't have the same oomph that I had before. It's no longer high fashion. They are not giving the smize. They're not working their necks enough. It's not what it was before. However, Niall, who's on there now, DeMarco, beautiful man. I love him. I just can't get into it. However, I'm already on episode 5. I'm going to continue watching it after this episode. Speaking of, I'm recording this at night. I'm now contemplating recording podcasts with Jake at night because I feel like they might be infinitely better than us recording during the day. Because, I don't know, it's something I'll suggest to him. However, if you guys have not seen America's Next Top Model, I'm not going to recommend it to you because it's very, I mean, Tyra Banks herself has gotten called out. Many of the judges have gotten called out for, you know, how they have treated the models on set and just the comments that they make. And it's a problematic show, I'm going to admit. But it's like one of those guilty pleasures that I have. I didn't make the show. I'm just consuming it. And I recommend if you're going to watch it with, you know, critique in mind. Don't take what they say. You know, I mean, you're going to watch some of the things and you're going to be like, is this, like, how was this even allowed for them to actually say, you know what I mean? Some awful things, but I recommend it. So, and it's made me today. I took a selfie and I was like extending my neck and I was like, oh my God, Tyra Banks would be proud. But anyway, that's something that I've been extremely too obsessed with, too much. And I don't know what I'm going to do after I finish season 22. Because I don't really want to watch season 23 or 24, but I guess I'm going to have to, and I don't know where to find them. But knowing me, because of my obsession, I'm probably going to pay to watch each episode, because I'm going to get desperate. And also another one of my stupid little silly obsessions is waking up early. I love it. I feel amazing waking up early. I had a problem with waking up early. I would wake up at like 9, 10, which was kind of late for me. And I started waking up early again, and a bitch feels amazing. I get so much done during the morning. And then I get to be one of those people who says, I wake up early in the morning. And that is a powerful feeling. Nothing can take that away from you. So anyway, all in all, I've been feeling great, and I just want to update you guys on that. I know that this is a bit of like an update episode and it isn't a proper episode, but I feel like it's important sometimes to check in and give little updates, you know? If you listen to my podcast to get like life advice or, inspiration or a little bit of, you know, motivation for, I don't know why you're coming to me, but also, I feel like I sometimes want to give updates and I want to talk about my own life because I've been trying to get a therapist and there's a wait list. How annoying. That's like kind of that's not TMI, but like I don't want to make jokes about, you know, therapy to like seem like quirky or whatever. There is a wait list. There's a fucking wait list until the end of summer. And they're like, are you okay with that? I'm like, not really. Like, I don't really want to wait until the end of summer. Like, okay, well, one of our therapists is going to call you soon. Like, another one. She hasn't. So, she clearly has a wait list as well. Anyway, sometimes I want to talk about myself. Sometimes I want to talk about what's going on in my life. Sometimes I want to give a brief little update. I don't want to leave you guys in the dust. Whenever YouTubers stop giving, like, updates on their life and they're, like, very vague, that's when they become, like, they're creeping into, like, the higher list celebrity status, you know? Like, when Emma Chamberlain stopped saying what was going on in her life, it leveled her up in, like, status. Like, she instantly became closer on a status like Hailey Bieber, you know? And then she did, like, an interview with Hailey Bieber. It's crazy. That's what happens when you stop giving, you know, more information on your life. I don't want to be on Hailey Bieber level. I want to stay on Nicole Raffi level. So I'm going to give you too much information on my life. Anyway, I hope that you guys enjoyed this episode. I hope that you feel a little bit more updated on my little life. And the update is that I'm doing great. I'm doing great. I'm feeling good. Never been better. Am I trying to convince you guys or am I trying to convince myself? No. I really am doing great. And I just wanted to let you guys all know that if you feel like you need a break, you probably do. Because the last thing you want to do is be suffering the consequences of stress and trauma. And then you're fucking losing your hair. And then you're like getting headaches all the time. I'm not speaking from personal experience. Yes, I am. Point is, take a break. Take a breather. You'll be all good. And probably delete social media for a while, honestly. I won't be offended if you don't like my Insta photo or if you don't watch my new video. If you need to take a break, I highly recommend you take a break because it did me wonders and it made me consider if what I wanted to do is what I want to do. Which is, you know, create content online. But the answer was yes, because I want to learn how to do it in a healthy way, because I know that there is a way. I think it's just about getting sucked into the little evil spirits that are, you know, Mark Zuckerberg and his agenda. So, anyway, I hope that you guys are doing well. I'm sending you kisses and lots of love. And I will see you on Monday. And I will also see you next Tuesday. You spell it out yourself. Video version tomorrow. I love you lots. Peace and blessings. Hugs and kisses. XOXO. Good night. Nikki Nasty out.